USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it heads into the final stretch of its current session. Lisa Taylor has the details.
The High Court heard arguments in February over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. Justices could issue a ruling on the cases as soon as Friday. Meanwhile, the court may also rule on whether colleges can consider race in admissions decisions. The court in 1978 declared affirmative action is lawful and has since reaffirmed that holding.
President Biden brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped back, asking why you're asking such a dumb question. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents have been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces six counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information in relation to the national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. Former President Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the DOJ to avoid an indictment in his classified documents investigation. The Washington Post reported that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to quietly negotiate a deal in the case, but Trump was not interested. California children in a babysitter molestation case are still waiting for justice 7 years later. Lucinda Kay has more.
Carlsbad police arrested Brittany Lyne in 2016, and she still hasn't gone to trial. She and her boyfriend are both accused of abusing the children she was supposed to care for. Lyon now faces 61 felony charges involving at least four children in our region. The boyfriend is Samuel Cabrera Jr. He's already serving multiple life terms for molesting the children.
This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is urging nations to keep up support for Ukraine as the country kicks off a counteroffensive against Russia. Speaking after a meeting of nearly 50 countries assisting Kiev's war efforts, Austin called the war efforts a marathon and not a sprint. Kiev has claimed some gains in the beginning of its campaign, but there's no breakthrough yet against the tough Russian defense. A former Florida school resource officer's trial continues with more witness testimony. Scott Peterson stands to face the rest of his life locked up for failing to confront the killer during the Valentine's Day massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Senior High. PSOSRO coordinator Sergeant Sam Samaroos on the stand.
Where it says contact team?
Yes.
Can you please read that?
It's first when seen, 1 to 4 deputies, they will be actively engaged securing or searching for the suspect. Hot zone.
So back when this class was given in 2016, it was also thought of that one deputy may actively engage or search for the shooter.
Correct.
14 students, 3 staff members died in the 6-minute 2018 Parkland attack. Wildfire smoke is once again blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest. The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities. Heinz is releasing sauce packets custom designed for each state. Dubbed Sauce America, the condiment packets are limited edition and will be available at restaurants or anywhere else that typically have the packets. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.